Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Never Not Funny Studios in the Valley of Los Angeles on August 25th to Ocean's 11. Why is there this sudden random episode? Yeah, you're saying to yourself, a new one just came out, and that one came out early. And the reason for these things is because I decided to step it up and bring you at least one free episode per week, but then sometimes more. So there'll be a new one every week on or around Friday, like there normally is, but then another ep or two when you least expect them. So that'll be fun, right? Or will it be annoying? I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to the first of what will hopefully be many, I don't want to call them extra episodes. It's just going to be more. We're just doing more. And I wanted to say hey to the city of Colorado, because I'll be coming to Boulder on September 24th at the Boulder Theater, and Colorado Springs September 21st at a place called Black Sheep. And if you wear your name tags to those shows, you'll get a chance to go head-to-head against Graham Elwood in the Leonard Maltin game. My guests today are great at the Leonard Maltin game. Please welcome Garfunkel and Oates.
Hello, everybody.
A.K.A. Ricky Lindholm and Kate Micucci. And you've both advanced to high levels of the Tournament of Championships.
Yeah,
we have. Fun.
I think it's about, for me, it's about strategy. For Kate, it's about knowledge.
Well, you're a really good team. Like, when you played against Hard and Firm, that was really good.
Yeah, they
we should
didn't
do
like
something
that.
Like that again.
we beat them sometime. With like a -3 or something.
Yeah, that was rough. But I'm excited today because I'll get to play the game against the both of you.
Nice.
Because also here today is guest game runner Matt Belknap.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Who everyone knows, of course, from Never Not Funny, and we're sitting like the ghost of Jimmy Pardo is in me right now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Keeping his seat warm.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
That's weird. It'll be a while before he sits in it again.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, probably won't.
It'll
be
totally
warm.
Cool off. He won't sit down and be like, "Benson was here." So Ricky actually got up on stage when we were in
Cleveland.
When Graham and I were in Cleveland at Hilarities.
Yes. Yeah.
Right next to, I think there should be a strip club next door called Hilara Titties. But
yeah, there should be. That was fun.
But it was a fun time, and you actually came up on stage and played against audience member. Oh, you played against Graham for audience member. Right. And did you win or Graham won?
Graham won. Oh. The movie was cheaper by the dozen, and I couldn't remember the
name of it.
Yeah, exactly, the name.
You knew there was a movie with a bunch of kids.
Right.
And that was the Steve Martin one, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. It wasn't Cheaper by the Dozen. It was the other one. It was the Rene Russo one.
And Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, that I couldn't. Still don't know the name of.
With Six, You Get Egg Roll.
Oh.
No, that's not what it's called.
Yeah,
that's not
it. No, but I know what you mean. It. But that one.
Wait.
Cheaper by the Dozen. What was the one where they had a bunch of kids? Oh, Matt's going to look it up.
I only know.
I should totally know this, but it's such a generic thing. And once you put Cheaper by the Dozen in my head, then I couldn't think of it. It's like
Outbreak? Just kidding.
No, I know. That's not it.
Well, I was thinking of the
Contagion.
Gorilla.
Contagion. Yeah.
What was the Rene Russo movie with the gorilla?
Yeah. It had one name, wasn't it? Like a...
Buddy? I wouldn't call Pierce Brosnan a gorilla. What was that movie called? There's Cheaper by the Dozen, and it was another remake of another movie
right
about too many kids.
The more the...
The merrier.
No.
Why is it taking you so long to look it up?
Well, because I spelled Rene Russo's name wrong.
That's always a major setback.
I thought it was R-E-N-E-E, but it's just R-E-N-E.
No.
There's Buddy, Thomas Crown, Big Trouble. No, Two for the Money. No,
no, no.
Are you sure Rene Russo's in this?
Yeah.
Yours, Mine, and Ours.
That's it.
Yeah,
Yours, Mine, and Ours.
I don't know that one.
Oh God.
Dennis Quaid is in that too?
Because they both have a bunch of kids and they get together and it's like, can we make this work? Because all the kids hate each other because they become like, you know, they get into wars against each other. Like the
But you know what? They
Hatfields
made it work.
Hatfields and McCoys.
They did make it work. I didn't even see the movie and I know they made it work.
I think I saw a trailer. I think there at one point a lot of them fall through a hole in the ground and then Dennis Quaid looks down in it disapprovingly.
And did they shrink? Did they shrink and then end up in their parents' cereal?
No. Was Dennis Quaid in that?
No.
But it sounds to me like the Brady Bunch with more conflict.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
The Brady kids
managed to get along pretty good all those years. Even sharing a bathroom. What?
Didn't they almost date?
Well, in real life, I think they did, I think they actually did it. I think there was some... I think Greg made love to Mrs. Brady.
Yeah.
That's really hot. And then I'm going to go dream about that.
And then she had sex with the mayor of New York, and he gave her...
Crabs.
Oh, right. Her license plate says Mrs. Brady. I've seen her driving.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
That's I know. It's like, let it go. I mean, okay.
That can't be what it's all about.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss's said Grinch, which I thought is cool. Because that's timeless.
That's awesome.
The Brady Bunch is over, but you mean Grinch is timeless.
Ted Geisel, was that his name?
Yeah, Theodore.
Theodore. Yeah, Geisel.
Something like that.
That's weird. It's like I never thought about the fact that they had vanity plates in his time. Like, it seems like that was a long time ago, right?
I think before he...
Oh, it was like later years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm getting bummed out that he died. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who died?
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's been like how long now?
I don't know.
He's been dead a while.
Probably been a while, but... Yeah. Just the fact that
I saw a news story on Nancy Reagan yesterday, and I thought she was dead.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't realize she was still alive.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they showed her falling down somewhere, and what's his name, Marco Rubio, I think, was the guy. He already was holding her arm, so he just sort of caught her, and she didn't totally make it to the ground, but she seemed pretty out of it. And I really did have the same reaction. I was like, I thought she was dead.
Just now when you were talking about it. Was like, wait, what?
I know. Maybe it's big. Maybe we've all been pranked. Yeah. Maybe she's having a really long weekend at Bernie's. That's why she fell over. Yeah. It's because she's not alive.
And the guy holding her up is truly holding her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's creepy.
That's really creepy.
That could be a good movie.
Nancy Reagan's 90-year-old body.
I'm happy for her that she's alive and didn't fall down.
Me that's too. Like, yeah, that's like Weekend at Bernie's meets First Wives.
So you were shooting a movie in...
yes, in Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
A movie called Fun Size.
Fun Size.
Mm-hmm. It's a Halloween movie.
Right, and that's the size of the candy, but also is it a reference to anything else?
Like, no.
Is the lead character fun-sized?
I guess the lead character, one of them is a 7-year-old boy, so he's kind of
small.
Fun-sized. Yeah. Okay. But it's like Adventures in Babysitting, kind of, where
cool.
like they it's like over one night, and they meet a bunch of people along the way. And
it was Cleveland instead of Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
Equally sketchy.
Yeah, Cleveland is awesome.
I like it there. Yeah.
Except the place that we ate lunch at. Do you remember the with the bull riding thing? And
oh, that wasn't lunch.
No, yeah, I got really sick. I got really sick after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't name names, but it was some place that had a mechanical bull, mm-hmm.
which and that is girl usually could not get on the bull.
Usually a mechanical bull is a sign that it's going to be exquisite dining.
Right.
It's going to be the best food ever.
Yeah, well, this poor girl couldn't get on the bull.
Too much of it.
I think I did.
Yeah, there was a girl that wanted to ride the mechanical bull, and she couldn't get up on it. And it was more so than any mechanical bull I've ever seen accessible. In terms of all you have to do is be able to lift one leg up.
Close to the carousel.
She couldn't do it.
You could really get right on. Because everybody else was kind of like, did you go after her?
Abby did.
Yeah, Abby was daunted by the fact the other girl couldn't get on. She's like, well, I'm not going to be able to get on if she couldn't.
And then she did.
No, I think you just have to not be
completely.
Did you guys go on it?
No.
I didn't do it.
But the girl's like skinniest friend got in to help her, and that was no help either. She like an 80-pound friend get in and try to lift her up, and it was like...
This was lunch?
That's what I'm saying, is it was more like dinner time.
But it's just
funny. But it could have happened at lunch.
I just feel like
I think that place has lunch also. Yeah.
I don't know why mechanical bull always seems like, you know, a midnight thing you see.
It seems like you should get drunk first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this was like happy hour-ish.
Okay.
You know, because I do a lot of shows out on the road at 4:20 in the afternoon, so we're done at like 6. And so then that's when we went.
Nice.
And then that pretty much ruined my evening too, because I drank and ate so much there, and I didn't go on the bull to work it off.
Yeah.
So I think that was one of those nights where I intended to go out and just ended up sleeping in my hotel room.
Yeah, I felt so gross after that.
When is Fun Size supposed to come out?
Next Halloween, 2012.
Oh, yeah.
I play an anime character.
I wonder if it's what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wait,
because we're all in costume.
Your dress is.
Oh, so we're okay. So my character. Yeah.
Oh, so you had to wear the same thing every scene you're in, or every day you shot.
Yeah.
Did that get gross?
No, because they have different, you know,
right,
like
they
nine
have
of the same
copies
shirts
of it.
And, yeah,
they
wash it and everything. So
almost probably in some ways more fun than other movies, because it's cool to just know what you're going to wear.
Just walk in knowing what you're going
to
wear.
And how to put it on.
But I had to wear these like stripper boots, which is really hard to wear. They're like 7-inch heels kind of thing. They're they're really, really hard. Clear heels.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Any, like fish swimming around in them?
No, but...
Do they make those types of shoes with fish in them?
Yeah.
I think
that's cool.
Yeah.
Was that ever a real
probably
thing?
Not for the fish.
I only know that from that Beastie Boys video for Haley.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, how common they are.
I'm just thinking about how Lady Gaga would like one up the fish in a shoe.
She'd put like a shark in her.
Yeah.
I saw a play on Broadway called Jerusalem.
How was it?
That Mark Rylance is amazing. He's such a great actor, so he sort of carried the whole thing, but I wasn't completely in love with it. But one thing that happened was at one point somebody brings him a goldfish, and then the goldfish just ends up in different places on the stage for the rest of the show,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of swims around in there like a goldfish would. And I just got really fixated on that goldfish doesn't even know it's in a play.
Like, maybe it did know.
Like the goldfish doesn't understand why all of a sudden the bag got poked and water shooting out of it, and he's threatening the life of the thing. You know, like it's so weird.
What if the fish dies after every show?
Because most animals, if you know, once you're threatening them, they act like they know what's going on. But fish, man, they
don't remember.
Swim around like
yeah.
Yeah, and that was funny you mentioned that, because in the play the fish was voiced by Ellen DeGeneres.
I wanted to see that. I saw How to Succeed in Business instead.
Yeah, and you didn't like it very much.
No, I did not. It wasn't for me. It's very like standard Broadway, you know, just was not for me.
What I think is interesting about it is the premise of the show is sort of like, you know, Ferris Bueller gets a job or mm-hmm. whatever. Like Matthew Broderick played the part once before.
Right.
But in the case of Daniel Radcliffe, what I've seen is that the character's supposed to be like, he's just really clever and he's just figuring out his way how to work up the ladder just by making the right connections and stuff. But he is so sincere and earnest that it's not like he's not trying. It's like he's trying really hard.
Right.
It's like How to Succeed in Business by trying really hard and doing a lot of the smart things you should do to succeed in business.
He's
it doesn't become like a guy you know, screwing
like a sneaky
the system.
Little, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's so his face is so open and sweet. He's got this big smile, and you're like, oh, I'm glad he got a promotion. And you're like, wait, that's not. No, he just like sent someone to Siberia and fucked his wife. You should not be glad about this, but.
Well, we should do a, you know, Doug Loves Broadway sometime, and we can really, nice. Really delve into it, because people listening right now are like, this conversation is, I don't want to say gay, but it is.
We'll go see Book of Mormon and then talk about it.
I did see Book of Mormon.
You did? I want to see it.
Yeah, and it's really good.
Man, I want to see it so bad.
But not as good as everybody says it is.
Oh. Well, then I want to see it kind of bad.
Here's my argument. I'll say this quickly and move on. I think I've even said it on the podcast before. It's people go, oh, I liked it and I don't even like musicals. And it's like, no, you liked Book of Mormon. You now like a musical because right. It is a musical. It's yeah. a lot of singing and dancing.
Yeah.
It's not always hilarious jokes about AIDS. It's a lot of it's a real show with show tunes.
Yeah.
They're good tunes and the dancing's good, but it's still a musical.
Yeah.
And you like a musical if you like it.
You like musicals.
Yeah. Boom. You're in the club. Go try another one. You might actually like that one too. Kate.
Yes.
And both of you, Ricky, were at the Del Close Marathon in New York.
Thanks for having us.
That was super fun when we did that.
What a crowd. That was really...
I think we're going to make that trailer really that we great. Talked about, how Kate and I starring in our own version of The Change Up, but we switch lives and we have the same life. Like, we still do the same
That's
thing.
That's awesome, yeah. Or that could just be, you know, you could... You know how videos, you don't necessarily have to act out what you're singing. Like, maybe right. sometime you could do a video where the story in the video is that you switch lives and nothing... It's just the same.
It's still the same.
But the song doesn't have to be about that.
It wouldn't be a song. It would just be a movie trailer.
I would just, like, hit my head on things because I wouldn't be... used to being so tall.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about The Change Up, which I have not seen, full disclosure, but like from the trailers and stuff, it's like the first time the guy realizes he's in the other guy's body is because he just stands up out of what he thinks is his bed and hits his head on something that's not in his bedroom because they've switched. But that's like, it's like, there's a really good chance he could have just gotten up out of bed and not crashed into shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you know, like you really wake up, just because you're in your bed, you don't open your eyes and you just stand up and you know, don't think that there could possibly be anything that could get in your way. but that is a funny idea if you just, that's the only thing for you. And for you, or that would be funny, like one of them could be you getting turned away from a ride at Disneyland and being this upset because Ricky would never.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, one, you're hitting your head, or yeah, I guess it would be you acting, and then the other, you'd be ducking when you don't need to. So
right.
Like,
the whole thing is about height, the entire thing. Yeah.
But our days are identical.
That really is the biggest difference.
Yeah.
Between you.
At least now, yeah.
Yeah.
Currently.
I mean, now that you go on the road together and stuff all the time, you probably know more serious differences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, you know,
Kate's a lot
one's
lighter.
Better at sleeping.
Kate's
She's
better
lighter.
Sleeping.
She's got a lighter attitude.
Yeah, she does.
And I nap a lot.
Yeah. Kate sleeps a lot. She looks at flowers.
I do, but I
She's
smell
like,
them.
Wait, look at that cloud. It looks like a dragon. And I'm like, oh. Yeah.
But I like to do those types of things. It's just in my nature, I guess. I literally will, you know, get caught smelling flowers on the road, like, you know, just like walking to get a sandwich, and then, oh, these flowers smell so good, and then somebody will look at me like I'm crazy.
But she's really like that. I thought maybe like underneath there would be no. Nope. She's happy.
Yeah, all the darkest stuff in your songs is you.
Yeah.
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 And Kate just plays along.
Yep.
Just good,
I'm like, you can
good
say cunt. She's like, I don't know
I'm about
like,
saying that word.
And she'll do it.
But you singing it with her, you don't have to sing it solo, right?
No, mostly no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something about when you sing a swear word, it's a lot easier to say.
Yeah.
And it's also seeping into my actual, you know, everyday language. I say the F word a lot more. I couldn't say.
Yeah, you avoided it. You avoided it adorably. That was effing adorable. Have you got any movie work that's in the can?
No.
You but you're still recurring on Raising Hope.
Yes, I'm still
that's
working
cool.
on Raising Hope, but I mean, and it's fun. I just went back last week, so should be hopefully a good season.
Yeah, Kate and I have an audition after this to play two members of someone's like band and on a TV show.
We're like, we're both
going.
Awesome.
We're like, sweet.
Oh, that'd be so great if one of you got it and the other one didn't.
Well, yeah.
But that'd be, they'd probably cast both of you or neither, right? Because that's kind of the fun of bringing the two of you in for it? Is it you?
Oh,
already,
I don't know.
You already are a band.
I think they brought us in for that, but you never know what the people at Fox think. You never know if they know who we are.
We should wear our Garfunkel and Oates jackets.
Yeah,
especially because it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
What do you know what you have to do for the audition? Is it sides with
talk? Yeah, we just have sides. We're, you know, one of the characters is really nice and bright and sunny, and the other one is the rival of the main girl, and she's like kind of bitter and bitchy. So I don't know who would play what.
I do.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I do.
They've already assigned you that way?
No, you have to read for both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be good. That's right there. You have best practicing body switch movie.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I know. We have the same audition for two characters.
We should just walk into the room together and insist that we like audition together.
Or what? It'd be really funny if you just launched into it and you just read both read all the lines together in unison the whole thing.
And then force them to hear
parts
a song
the whole time.
Yeah. We're not done yet. Wait, we're just going to sing one song for you.
Is this an existing show or is it a new show?
It's a new show that hasn't aired yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's past the pilot stage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the character forms a band later? It's not about a band?
No, it forms a band later.
What's the show called?
New Girl.
Oh, with Zooey Deschanel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That'd be the two of you with her. That's too much cute for me, for me or anyone to bear.
We don't be both.
That show's going to be too cute. Matt Belknap.
Yeah.
I've been talking to these ladies, ignoring you.
That's all right.
Yeah, but you're like a guest when we do this
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Have you been to the movies lately?
No.
I know, right? We're too busy making Doug Loves Movies to go see movies.
I always use this excuse, but I have to stop. But I have an almost 3-year-old daughter, so it's like a big ordeal to like get a babysitter and go.
But does she want to go see movies?
No, that's the most heartbreaking part. Like I actually wanted to see Winnie the Pooh. I was like, I will go see that. That's supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, no,
oh no,
I don't like the dark. And I was like, all right,
wow,
can't really argue with that.
Yeah, you really can't. But I'm trying to. I feel like we've taken her to a couple. We've taken her to Tangled, which I actually liked, and she slept through it, but then said she liked it afterwards. So that was a good way to do it. And and then she went to like The Little Mermaid was playing at El Capitan, and she got scared and had to leave. So
it's scary.
Yeah, well, Ursula is pretty scary, and so maybe that's what did it. She just was like, no more. But she says when she turns 3, which is in a month, she'll be ready. So
that's what she says. Wow. She's planning for when she'll be ready to go.
Everything right now is, well, when I'm 3, that's her thing, is like, she'll do whatever she can't do now when she's 3.
Know, it's gonna be when I'm 4.
As soon as she gets there, she's like, Matt, I was wrong, sorry guys.
3.5.
Yeah, keep pushing it.
4 is the magic number. I'll start going to movies when I'm 21.
Yeah, but I want to see. I mean, there's like, I have a huge list now.
I want to be able to get drunk first. I'll be scared of the dark.
Yeah.
Well, her to see the new Guillermo del Toro movie.
Yeah, that's right up her alley. Yeah.
It's called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, and that's how I'm going
to
teach
she'll
her.
She'll love it. Yeah,
you not really to be afraid.
Scare. Make her realize that everywhere outside the theater is scarier than the inside the theater itself.
Yeah.
I watched the Thriller video in the dark when I was like 5, and I didn't get over it forever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my parents, like being nice parents, they thought I was a Michael Jackson fan, which I was, but they put the Thriller poster above my bed with yellow eyes.
Oh, no.
And I was so scared of it. And I used to like sleep at the bottom of my bed under my covers. And then finally one night, like after like a week, I was like crying. My mom comes in and I was like, I'm scared of the poster. And then she goes, oh. And she just like took it down. She's like, better? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay.
But did you see the making of like they always had that with the.
Yeah, you could get the tape and you could watch like an hour of how it was made.
And that's what made me okay with that video as a little kid, because it was like, oh yeah, it's just pretend, and those are contacts.
Yeah
you should watch that part.
I should have. I didn't.
Dumb little 5-year-old.
Yeah.
When you hear Michael Jackson whining about how bad the contacts hurt,
were giant contacts. I remember oh gross.
You weren't soothed by the disclaimer that Michael Jackson put on the video where he's like, I do not believe in the occult.
Nope.
Or things that are occult like.
That was weird.
That last shot
it was the strangest, like, why do you have to say that the occult?
Like, they really.
It's like he's against things that are occult. Yeah.
They really thought that people were going to freak out at this video. Like, now he, like, they were going to think he was a Satan worshiper, maybe? I don't know what they thought. I mean, that's not even pertinent to the storyline, but I guess
even in the thing, he's just sort of like, scary movies are fun.
Yeah.
Like, he's just it's all lighthearted.
It's about horror films. It's not about, like, real things happening.
We should put disclaimers on our videos. Just that we don't believe in what's going to happen. We don't believe pregnant women are smug. Ready? Go. Yeah.
We don't believe in hand jobs.
Yeah.
It's a myth made up by men.
We don't even believe in music videos. This is actually not happening right now.
What, have you seen any movies lately, Kate?
You know, I'm just realizing I went to see Captain America with my dad and the neighbor kids when I was home in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was actually, I actually really liked it. I don't know, because usually when there's action happening, I zone out and fall asleep, but I was into it.
They focus on character a lot more. You know, Chris Evans is really good.
Yeah, and I liked how they made him look so, like, weak and little in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. But you wish there was a machine that could turn you into Captain America,
yeah,
right?
But the weird thing is I kept seeing him as the little guy, like, throughout the movie. I couldn't erase that idea of him being, like...
Well, you know what I think they should have tried to do when he was little and scrawny? They should have tried to make his voice not so... Like, he already had a deep
voice. Right.
The voice didn't change when he became Captain America, right. So he was always kind of like a deep talker for this little guy. He's always like, I want to sign up. I want to fight for my country.
Wait, I haven't seen
it. All right, little guy with a deep man voice.
How did they make him look little? Was it just...
It was
like,
totally Benjamin Buttoned him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, it's super CGI stuff. That's, but it's crazy. Really good. It's really well done.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like...
That's just
you
funny
can't
that
stop
would...
thinking about it while you're watching it. Like, yeah. It draws a lot of attention to it.
I kept looking around it, like seeing if I could see any imperfection, but it really did look amazing.
Yeah, but I was like, become Captain America already. we know that's where this is going.
Thinner. Like on music videos and stuff, I wonder if they use that same technology to make people look skinny and fit.
Oh, well, you know, there was that talk about the Paul Abdul video, something about a brand new day.
Promise
or something.
Of a new day.
Yeah, yeah. It was, oh. She was
I know a lot about Paul Abdul.
She was really stretched out in that one, like, and it was...
But all it was is really that they just used one of those, like, you know, anamorphic widescreen lenses, mm-hmm. and then format it differently. So it wasn't CGI
or anything.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a fancy technique. It was really just like a weird... I think they were claiming, oh no, it was like an artistic choice, but it did happen to make her look taller and thinner. So,
right.
And she is 5'2", so that's it was suspicious. It was very suspicious.
did you say you saw something?
I saw the Conan Ricky? Movie this week. Have you seen that?
Oh, Conan Won't Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's so good.
Did that just come
it's
out
really
on video?
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I saw
yeah.
it on iTunes. Yeah. It's cool.
I wish he were more like he is off camera, on camera. I wish, especially now that they're saying, you know, that the ratings aren't great and they're not sure what they're going to do. Like, he should just really, because he is so funny in that movie.
Yeah, he's so funny and endearing.
Because, like, all those years in Late Night, I always thought he was just pretty genuinely nice, mm-hmm. and wasn't that, like, he's not terrible to his employees, but...
But he's in charge.
He has, yeah, but he punches people. Mm-hmm. Like, I never thought of him as a person that would be punching people.
No. No.
I didn't think of him that way at all. And it's funny. It's
yeah.
really funny the way he does it. Like, and just also just how he just uses his humor all day long. Mm-hmm. He was going through an especially bad time because of what happened with The Tonight Show, but it's still just funny how he, even when he's being mean or telling somebody to do something, he does it in such a funny way.
They're like,
he can't stop being funny.
Yeah.
And being on stage. That was the other thing. I thought there was a little too much of, you know, him getting to play music with people. It's just kind of like...
Right. No one ever wants to see that.
It's like, good for you. You got to play with them. But yeah. I want more of your jokes and stuff. And
yeah, I liked
less of that.
How he kept having to meet fans backstage, even though he was losing his voice. Because I can totally relate to that. Because that's when I lose my voice, is after the shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you have to talk to all those people.
You're
and
like,
then,
what's your name?
And then
oh,
the
cool.
next day you wake up and you got nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't happen to me because I don't have to sing.
Right.
The singing element really, really puts that extra strain on there.
Yeah, and you don't want to be like a bitch being like, I'm on vocal rest. And you're not supposed to whisper either, so you're just like, I don't know. So you just talk and lose your voice.
Right, like there's no way to look cool and be like...
Mm-mm. Sometimes I just have a notebook and Kate has to tell people I'm on vocal rest. If it's really bad.
Or you could have a tape recorder that just is nice to meet you, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get one of those things that talks when you type. Like, mm-hmm.
I've used
Stephen
that before.
Hawking. Oh, you have?
We were editing something and I used that to tell them what I thought.
Wow.
Why not some nights just go out and do Penn and Teller's act?
Yeah. We've been pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. There have been moments where it felt like that.
Okay, I would like to introduce a new segment into the program.
Whoa!
That I'll rarely get to because we always run out of time. But it's called Doug's Oscars.
Ooh.
And it's where I know that at least one person that gets to vote in the Oscars, like one Academy voter listens to this podcast, at least one. Mm-hmm. Maybe there might be two or three. Maybe somebody that works in
Can you say who it is?
Special effects or something. Oh, that's a fun game. Everybody figure out, try to figure out who it is.
Is it someone who's been on the show?
Well, now you're narrowing it down considerably.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah, it's someone who's been on the show.
Is it Jerry O'Connell?
Yes. He's an Academy member from when he was nominated for Tomcats.
Is that all?
I was so happy I came up with a horrible movie that he was in that quickly.
Piranha.
And that's how you become a member, is to get nominated? Is that the...
you're an automatic member if you once you've been nominated, and then...
there's other ways.
But then there's other ways you can be sort of voted in, but you kind of have to be like... You kind of have to have two huge people, like... Like Jane Fonda and Jack Nicholson have to go, hey, we want this person in or whatever. And I don't think they really... I don't think people go to that much trouble to get other people in. I think it's more like it's one of those clubs. Once you're in, you're like, I'm good. Yeah. I'll see you in there if you ever get in.
Yeah. Right, right.
I'll see you inside. But I just wanted to say quickly, I've been wanting to do this for weeks, and I may have even done it 1 week and completely forgot that I got it in. But so far, and you chime in and tell me if you guys have any that you would agree or disagree with. For Best Actor, I think Paul Giamatti should be nominated for Win-Win.
Yeah.
Because he's great. Great so in it, good. And he's you know, he's always great. Like the Academy had the nerve to not even nominate him for American Splendor, which in that year I thought he should have won.
That was awesome that Sean Penn said something though at the Oscars about it.
Yeah,
kind of like, well, there you go. That's almost as
Forgot
good.
About that, yeah.
yeah. But you know, Sean Penn also though, he's like, he's almost Kanye in his like, I really have to say this, no matter how
Sean
inappropriate.
Penn went up there and said I should be nominated for an Oscar, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Because Sean Penn also gave Chris Rock a hard time for saying Jude Law's in too many movies. And Jude Law was in five movies at the time. Right. So it's not that mean of a joke.
No, I mean, we say he's the second choice in all the movies. Because they couldn't get other people.
Yeah, well, but, he was in a lot there for a while. And but Jude Law, the first few things I saw him in, I went, this guy's great. Mm-hmm. And then it just being in too much and too many movies where he had boring roles to play. Right. He's a good actor.
Talented
like,
Mr.
I just
Ripley.
Saw Road to Perdition again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty awesome in
he
that.
He is, yeah.
And I don't, I'm normally not at all scared or intimidated by him.
Well, yeah, it's against type. He's like this kind of pretty boy, but that role, he's like pretty beat up looking. And
yeah, he did a good job. I saw this movie called Natural Selection that I'm sure you guys haven't seen yet, but it was I saw it at South by Southwest, and it won a bunch of awards there, including their acting award went to Rachel Harris.
Oh, yeah, I heard that's amazing.
Yeah. She is so good in this movie, and it's such a small movie that I'm afraid that it'll be one of those ones. I'm hoping it'll be like, you know, Winter's Bone or something
Jennifer
her name?
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence got nominated. What was the one with Melissa Leo got nominated for? Frozen River. Winter River.
Winter River.
But yeah, so I'm hoping that Rachel Harris in Natural Selection can get that sort of buzz going, because she's amazing in it. And she's normally a comedic actress, like she played, you know, the mean Ed Helms' mean wife in the first Hangover.
Right.
So good.
I don't know if she's in the second Hangover.
No.
They don't even bring her in to get for him to yell at her again.
No. He's got a nice wife.
Best supporting actor, John C. Reilly in Cedar Rapids.
Oh my God, he's so good in that movie. Oh,
so
my God.
Amazingly good.
I saw a screening of that movie a while ago, and I was just like, oh, I hope he wins an Oscar.
Yeah, but you know, the movie kind of came and went, and you know, people seemed to like it, but people didn't go crazy over it either.
Yeah,
so
but he's like a reason to watch it.
He is such a reason to watch it. He's so
But the
so
movie's good too.
It's a good movie.
And that's on video now.
It's a good funny movie. You get to see
Ed Helms.
No, I was just say Anne Heche in her underwear. Yeah. She's holding it together nice.
She is hot.
She looks good.
There's no
She looks so she might be from another planet.
But now I'm like, if you can do that to Chris Evans' body, maybe she doesn't look good. And it's just all CGI.
I don't think they spend that kind of money on Cedar Rapids.
No.
They just hire a woman that looks good in her underwear.
Which she does.
Go from there. But it's a good one. And then I got two best supporting actress picks. Ellen Page in Super.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. So good.
So good. Oh, I have to see it.
She's like, you know, she's like this really anxious to also be a superhero along with Rainn Wilson's character.
Mm-hmm.
And her enthusiasm is ridiculous. And it's especially compared to her other roles, it's amazing, you know, that
she's usually kind of deadpan. And,
yeah. And also, compared to her in real life, it's amazing.
Because
in real life, she's very calm and quiet. And so it's just funny to see her playing such a spazzy character. And then, did you guys see I love any movie with the word super in it. Did you see Super 8?
No, not yet.
It's on my list.
We're behind on all the
you
super
gotta
movies.
You got to see that. And when you do, this the Elle Fanning, you know, Dakota's sister, is in it. And she, I mean, she's going to go on to do great things and probably get nominated at some point.
Yeah.
But there won't, there probably won't be a better performance in a movie this year than her in that movie.
Wow.
At least in terms of at least in terms of doing a good job of delivering a, you know, like she has in the movie, she's acting in a movie, and she manages to pull off the not being able to act very well thing.
That's hard
For a little kid.
Yeah.
And then but then also she pulls off she has a part in it where she acts really well, like does a great job of acting, and like the little kid director that's directing her is like totally blown away by her, and that's amazing too. Anyway,
those Fannies are so talented.
Yeah, but
and
she's like
smart,
there's something about this
radar.
One this one is just like, because also I sat through that whole a Sofia Coppola movie somewhere.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because of Stephen Dorff.
No.
You know, it's just because this girl, this little girl is really, their relationship is what was made it worth sitting through. And then once it was over, you still go, but really?
Really?
Do we really like watch her ice skating for 7 minutes?
Yeah,
and
that was a long ice
and then two different scenes of pole dancers in his room where they dance to an entire song. And
God, Stephen Dorff was on my plane to Cleveland when I was going there. He was also on his way to film a movie.
Not Dark Knight Rises, though.
I don't know.
Something else, probably.
Something. He was on his way to filming.
Unless maybe he's in that.
I'd met him before, and I think he assumed that I had quit acting and moved to Cleveland. He goes, oh, do you live here now?
Oh.
And I was like, no, I'm actually here doing a movie. And he was like, oh, good for you.
Yeah, I get that sometimes when I'm on the road. They go, so you live around here?
No.
Like after a show. I'll be like, yeah, I just came over from my apartment.
Right.
You should have been like, do you? Because I haven't seen you in a movie in 10 years.
Except either. That I have.
Oh, okay.
I just saw somewhere. And,
oh, right, right.
Yeah. He looks like such an actor.
But he's in like a couple things that are coming out. Like I think there's going to be a Stephen Dorff resurgence.
Really?
I think so too. And he just looks like an actor. He's like kind of ripped and like sort of short. You know, they all kind of look like the chiseled kind of face.
Yeah.
I would think he was an actor if I didn't know who he was.
He's good in somewhere playing a famous actor.
Yeah.
Like he pulls that off very nicely. It's just a weird movie. I kind of want to see it again.
Yeah.
Even though the first time or the whole time I was like, really?
Yeah.
This is so
it's kind of
okay.
Long.
Let's play Build a Title.
No, what?
Ooh. Yeah,
oh, I was getting ready to pull the Len out, but let's do it.
Yeah, do you have this sound cue ready?
Is there a sound cue for
Build a Title? You know how everybody that has segments on a show like this, they always have something that they and I'm that's like didn't ever dawn on me. It's just like, why can't I just say let's do this and then we do it?
We'll record something for you.
Let's do it now. Build a title. That's perfect. See, there you go.
There you go. You can use that.
Perfect.
Feel free to keep
that. You want to use it every single time.
Pull that out and drop it.
Yeah, yeah. Pull it out.
We just
and
made
drop
that up
it.
Right now. We didn't even practice.
That's amazing. That
was, how did we know what we were going to say?
I don't know. It's crazy.
You guys are like totally sharing a brain.
The thing I've discovered about Build a Title is that when you pick a title, more often than not, half of the title's already a stopper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Because it's just like.
It's hard to. Find one that goes
and what would be a good example, like Uncle Buck.
Oh yeah,
that might be a double stopper.
Oh. Buck,
because nothing ends in Uncle.
Oh, Bucky. Bucky, I mean? Larson, that new movie, but then Larson's over. That new movie,
Uncle Bucky Larson.
Yeah
that works. Mm-hmm. Uncle Bucky Larson, born
and
to be a star.
Star.
Oh
and then we go
that.
From that then
and
we then go from there, but I'm just saying
80.
The uncle end would never get anything unless you could think of something that ends in maybe the word punk.
Mm-hmm.
Salt Lake City Punk, or SLC Punk.
There you go.
All right, Matthew
SLC
Lillard.
SLC Punk, Gold Buck. See, so I picked a bad title to make my point.
But that you,
my point with.
Wasn't there The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but that was a TV show?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
I'm surprised they haven't turned that into a movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Or is that?
Big comedy star?
They should. Mm. They probably will. Or maybe they won't, because I think now they're starting to get burned by the fact that they go... Let's take this old thing and everyone will, you know, all the adults will want to go. And then the adults say, nah. And then the kids don't know what the thing is.
Right.
And then it doesn't do that great.
There's been a lot of that.
Like, did Dukes of Hazzard do that great?
No.
And
they made a sequel. Some of
they made, and then some direct-to-video ones too, I think. But
I Spy. Like, there's this.
Yeah, I think they 60s. Just, sometimes they just, the timing's just not right, you know? Like, certainly, like Josie and the Pussycats didn't catch on.
Like, some of those titles really aren't valuable in the current. market. Like, it's really, you just have to make a good movie, and if it happens to have that title,
Starsky
then
and Hutch.
So you think like the Smurfs is a good movie?
Well, no, that one, little
or
kids,
Transformers,
little
like,
kids
I think,
are always.
But I think that's the thing is like, I think you really kind of have to luck into what thing current kids are going to latch onto the same way the parents did, because that's Smurfs is. In my mind, I would think adults would be like, I don't want to have anything to do with Smurfs.
But parents always
need... But if they were little when it was popular...
Yeah, I don't even think that's... I think it's just that parents always need something to take their kids to. And so if something comes
right,
out...
Right, right.
They should remake Thundercats.
They are.
Comedy and have everyone dressed as cats.
No, I think they are making a Thundercats movie,
really?
Actually. Yeah, but I don't know what shape it's going to take.
You could have like Ben Stiller dressed as a cat or something. It'd be funny, actually.
I haven't seen a trailer or anything yet, but I was reading about... Tower Heist, you know, the...
Yeah, I worked on that. I don't know if you know, but I read scripts for a long time. I'm sort of just getting out of it, but I worked for Imagine for a long time. And,
yeah.
So I worked on the development of that movie just as a reader, just giving notes on it.
And was your first note, you can't call it Trump Heist? That's what it was going to be called, right?
Well, Trump was involved in it at one point. He was going to be in it. And then, they were like, maybe we don't. I can't. I probably shouldn't even be talking about it. But they moved
well,
on.
Well,
they.
I do know that it was supposedly going to be called Trump Heist. Now it's just Tower Heist.
Right.
Now it's just whatever.
It was.
Tower.
It used to take place in Trump Tower, and then they just moved it to a fictional tower.
It's just some guy. It's Alan Alda plays the rich guy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Nice.
And anyway, I haven't seen any of it yet, but I'm strangely excited about it. Like, I think that has potential.
Well, it's exciting. I, as an Eddie Murphy fan from my childhood, it's exciting that he's back in a role like his early roles, like Trading Places and 48 Hours, where he's like a streetwise guy who you know, he's brought in to help these employees pull off a heist because they don't know what they're doing, you know, with
Robert.
Right,
right. He's like the...
He's like
Motherfucker Jones in Horrible Bosses.
That's another one
that
I want to see that I haven't
movie.
Seen.
The Jamie Foxx character kind of teaches them
exactly.
how to do things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ended up going with for the build a title just because I not because I've seen it or not want to condone it in any way, but there's a movie out right now called One Day.
Oh yeah.
And that's I think that's a good starting title. So let's go ladies first, Matt.
One Day of the Condor.
Wow.
Oh.
Exactly. He's already making it hard on you, everybody. Okay, Kate, you can do a movie that ends in the word one.
Oh, shoot. Oh, God. Or condor.
Or door.
Oh, door. Okay.
Oh. don't cheat. You're going to be next.
Oh, yeah. Or I was going to say, wasn't there a Dora the Explorer movie? I don't know.
I think there was, actually, but
yeah,
I don't know what
probably.
The...
Yeah.
I'm sure there was a semicolon and then and then more of a title.
Okay, so we won't go with that one then. I'll go with the door in the floor.
Yeah. But I thought of that one, too.
Now floor.
In the floor. Yeah, is there any movie that
Florida?
Begins with floor?
Are there floor...
I don't think there's a movie that starts Florida.
No. Florence and the Hendrix. Florence.
Do they make that into a movie?
What?
Florence. No, that's Harry and the Hendersons. That's Florence Henderson
and
Harry and
Henderson. Florence and the Machine.
Florence. Oh, yeah.
That's a bit.
Well, you could do a movie that ends in the word
like
one.
Well, oh, gosh.
Or the number one.
Oh, gosh.
I just thought of one.
Oh, you got okay. Pass on to you.
You're out if you pass.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, you lose. There's nothing at stake.
Okay, well then I lose because I can't think of anything.
Well, now I'm not so happy with my choice. I'll do it anyway. 1941.
Oh.
Wow.
1941. Day of the Condor in the floor.
Hmm.
Is there one that ends in 19?
This thing's
a
nine.
A title?
Love Potion Number 1941, Day of the Condor in the Floor.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, nice. Or as Chris Hardwick would say, amazing.
So anything with love.
Love Potion Number 9, was it?
Yeah.
I love that
Number 1941. That's incredible.
I was such a Sandra Bullock fan. I mean, I still am.
All right, so now you just need some ends in love. That's easy.
Is it? Yeah.
That's sure. Crazy stupid easy.
Oh, jeez. maybe crazy stupid love.
All right. Crazy stupid love potion crazy? Number 1941, Day of the Condor in the Floor. This is a good one.
Yeah. What ends with crazy?
Yeah, I'm sure this movie, you can help her since she helped you.
I'm sure there's a movie called Call Me Crazy.
Oh, you're out anyway.
Like Crazy coming out, but then nothing ends in like, so it kind of ruins it.
That's my turn anyway, right?
Oh, sorry, I'm out.
That's all right.
Oh.
Crazy Stupid Love, potion number 1941, Day of the Condor in the Floordinary People.
Nice.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, so now you got to end in crazy or begin with people.
Okay. People.
No, that's a TV show.
I like this game.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have better luck with crazy because people, that's stumping me.
Yeah, there's definitely
wasn't
ones
there
that
like
ended
a Richard
crazy.
Pryor movie with someone crazy?
Thank you. Oh. Stir Crazy, Stupid Love, oh. Potion number 1941, Day of the Condor, and the Floordinary People.
My first mister?
Yeah.
My first what? Mr. Stir.
It's that Lili Sobieski movie with Albert Brooks. My First Mister.
My First Mr. Yeah, Mr. Crazy.
My First Mister? It is.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. What?
It is. Look I'm not making it up.
My First
Thanks,
Mister?
Ricky.
Yeah, I remember.
That one, that's in my. That's
my it. First Mister. I was excited because I wanted to say Monster Crazy. Oh. My First Mister Crazy Stupid Love Potion number 1941, Day of the Condor and the Floordinary People.
Is there something
that
ends in
like. Or pull. People.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Pulse.
I'm sure.
People, oh wow, that's good.
I'm sure people.
Wait, was that a movie?
Yeah, I was in it.
P-Pulse.
Okay.
Yeah. P-Pulse.
that doesn't really count.
That feels like a stopper.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh about, yeah, that would totally end it.
Is there anything that's like, am I like, why am like, how high am I?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of my is a weird one. I'm trying to think if there's a word that kind of ends in my like the way it sounds. But I don't think so. I'm sure there's folks listening that'll they'll tweet at me what we overlooked.
What we're missing.
Like people treat it like it was so obvious.
It's a pretty good one though. I think we sort
TMI?
Of
TMI. Is there a movie called TMI?
if there isn't, there will.
TMY.
Yeah. TMI.
Too much you.
Would work. TMI.
Something that ends in my.
Quick, somebody write the script for TMI.
I bet there is.
Me oh my.
Anyway, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
There's got to be a movie that starts with people.
Yeah.
People of the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me plug it into Len Moulton and see what happens, just out of curiosity. And then we will play the Leonard Moulton game.
People are people. The
yeah, then we're stuck
the
again.
Movie based on that song.
People love... Uh-huh.
There's got to be like some people of the...
Oh, that's Depeche Mode.
I know there's People versus Larry Flint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
And then Flint...
Good call.
So I guess I don't need to look it up.
But does it matter that that's actually the people versus Larry Flint?
No, you take out the
you can take
and
that
the
out.
A's.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, people versus Larry Flint.
What
All
about,
right.
like, interested, like,
in, oh.
Into the wild.
Into the wild things.
Flynn to the wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
To the wild things.
Wow.
Things
to do in Denver while you're dead.
Things, yeah.
Dead ringers.
Oh.
Oh, man. This is ridiculous.
Ringers.
What if we could never stop?
We can't.
Ringers. Ringers is a pretty good stopper, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ringers. Because there's no reason for a movie to begin with that word. Ringers.
Hers.
Hers. Type that in, see what happens.
Hers. Ers, mine, and ours.
Ringers, mine, and ringer.
ringers. No results, according to Leonard. All right, I'm just going to read it, and then we'll call it a day on this one. Okay. My first Mr. Crazy Stupid Love Potion number 1941, Day of the Condor and the Floordinary People versus Larry Flint, the Wild Things to Do in Denver when you're dead ringers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put that on your fucking marquee.
Woo.
For those who were asking, it's time for the Leonard Maltin game. Matt setting it up. But for those who were asking, Mark Maron did not qualify for the Tournament of Championships in the last episode because he got a movie in zero names.
Oh.
He got Adaptation.
Wow.
And the category was movies with twins in it.
Nice.
And he got it in zero names, but you got to go negative to get into the Tournament of Championships now because too many people are qualifying. So, yeah. So
the pressure is on.
You gotta step it up, guys.
We've got enough players for a whole nother tournament already lined up, so now it's people just getting alternate slots.
Doug, what would happen?
Because some of the people that are in are way too busy to show up when I need them to.
What would happen if you qualified for the tournament or championship?
I would have to
abstain,
recuse myself, I guess.
All
right. Or we could work out some nutty angle, but that'd be weird.
It would be
weird if suddenly I'm competing in the thing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and I would feel terrible if I lost because it is my people are always surprised that Leonard Maltin's bad at it, but he just doesn't.
Yeah,
he's got too much of this stuff in his head to remember it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he passed that point of there's probably a point in his life where he knew he could have done it so well, and then he just went past that point, and now it's just like probably a hornet's nest of information.
TMI.
Yeah.
He makes it sound like he never really knew.
He just
all
doesn't
that
have
stuff.
That kind of brain.
Yeah, he said he doesn't have a brain for the names of everybody, but then he likes to list a lot of names because he does like actors. Mm-hmm. You know, that's nice of him.
Yeah. All right, guys, you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Here come the categories. I don't know who's starting. Do we care?
Let's start with Kate and go around this way. And then another thing
we
do.
Are we a team? Or are we
no, playing? No, you're all playing individually, the three of us. But we'll bid around in this direction. And then every round we change direction so that it doesn't create the same dynamic each time.
All right.
So, we'll see.
You guys have been on the show a lot. So I apologize if any of these ideas have already been. Not the movies, but the categories.
Oh, category ideas. It's hard to.
Yeah.
There's only so many.
So just yell out if you feel like this is familiar. Simon and Hall, that would be for Garfunkel and Oates. That is movies with either a Simon and Garfunkel song or a Hall and Oates song.
In the movie.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, that's tough.
It could be either on the soundtrack or someone else is performing it, whatever. And actually, there's one of these movies has both. That's not going to help you because I didn't really remember that about that movie. It just happened. It was a coincidence.
The one where it's both was the Garfunkel Simon and Garfunkel song sung by the Lemonheads?
I'm not going to answer that, but I think the answer is no.
Because they did a cover of Mrs. Robinson that might have been in something.
I think that was in Mallrats.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway. Another category, dynamic duets. Duets meaning female duos. That's movies with two female co-leads. Also for you guys. And then this is just a leftover.
Like an example of that would be Milo and Otis.
Okay,
were they both female?
Yeah, I think so in real life.
What if that had been one of mine? You would have ruined it.
That's why I said that one.
This is a leftover from the last time I ran the game, but it applies to you guys too. It's rock stars. This is movies with pop or rock stars acting in it.
Cool.
All right.
Got it all. So you're obsessed with music. Matt loves music.
I'll pick a category.
Yeah.
I'll take the Simon and Hall category,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Nice. We got 94, 98.
But we don't do years anymore.
Remember? Oh, we don't. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I mean, we don't choose. He just says the year, and then we.
I didn't know if we were sticking with that in the studio or what we're doing.
It's
all right.
Move it along.
All right, well then...
Pick like the most recent one. That's the one most people would pick anyway.
Okay. This is 2000... wait.
Unless they're zoning in on something, you know.
Right.
2009. There's eight names.
Honing in.
And Len gave it 2.5 stars. It's clever at times, but heavy-handed.
What year?
2009.
I mean, I can go out on a limb.
And it's got either a Hall & Oates or a or the other one in it.
Simon and Garfunkel, yeah.
Wait, what year are we in now?
2011.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
I think I might know too.
Ooh, we might have to go into some negative names.
Yeah. So should I just say negative three?
Whoa. If you think you can name the top three people in order, top billing.
Negative two.
Okay, so now Ricky has to either go negative three.
Three in order, though. I don't know who billing would be in this movie.
That's a good question, yeah.
I'm nervous.
So you have to either go negative three or you have to... get her to do it.
It's got serious really quick.
It's funny that we all think we know what the movie
and it
is.
And it could totally
be wrong. But I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
But what would be the third? It's totally the movie we talked about earlier.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You were totally pre-gaming it. Who would be third?
We know people in this movie. If it's the movie we're talking about.
Who would be the third person, though? That is like,
that's
who would
one.
Be next in line?
All
right, you're gonna have.
It's also possible you guys are all thinking of a different movie.
Yeah, exactly. But so since you're probably not gonna be able to think of it.
Yeah. Okay. Name that movie.
So you gotta name it.
Is it 500 Days of Summer?
Well, you have to name the two names.
But is it?
Shit.
It is 500.
Yeah,
yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We knew it was
and
that.
Zooey Deschanel.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the
Who's third?
Is it Jeffrey Aaron?
Jeffrey Aaron.
That's what I was gonna say.
Oh, you both knew it.
I was gonna say that, and then I lost confidence.
I would have never pulled that name. I was just thinking Chloe Grace Moretz. She's probably like seventh build or something.
She's next. She's the next one.
She is next.
Yeah.
Our friend is in that movie, and I was thinking him too.
I wasn't sure if it was Matthew or Jeffrey.
Yeah.
He's an Indian dude?
No, he's the other friend. He's like the doctor friend.
Because he's got two buddies that he is commiserating with all the time.
So, Kate's got a point. By the way, that was the movie that has both... hold on. Mm-hmm. It's got...
Sound of Silence. We were talking about that on the way over.
Oh,
here.
And it has a Simon Garfunkel song in it because they kind of parody The Graduate at one point.
It's got You Make My Dreams and Bookends, which I don't even know. That's
man, I should have just guessed it.
Oh,
damn.
But yeah, we all figured it out from that that was a Hall & Oates song in that musical number.
I mean, that one, because that's one that really stood out as far as a movie with a Hall & Oates song.
Yeah.
I tried to do ones that like it was, it wouldn't be like just incidental where you wouldn't even know.
I was like, it's either that or Old School.
That was exciting.
What's in Old School?
Sound, you know when you get, it's a parody of Graduate.
Oh, right.
Will Ferrell falls in the pool and he's got the dart in his neck.
darkness, my
that whole yeah, dart yeah, in the yeah, neck yeah. scene is so funny.
Yeah.
Just I.
Hey man. I feel weird.
Yeah, and what's the name of the guy with three
Sean
names?
Sean William Scott.
His reaction is so funny.
So good.
Yeah, that's a really great.
All right, Kate's on the board with a point.
That's like a funny scene in a movie where you could just watch that scene and not know any context, not know anything about the movie, and it's just funny scene.
Totally.
It's just funny.
Totally.
I mean, that movie has a few of those, because anytime a mascot like catches in fire when trying to jump through a hoop is hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, so Kate's got a point,
and
she's now an alternate in the next Tournament of Championships.
Yeah. Already?
Yeah,
that crazy.
Negative.
And so if Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright, John Hamm, if people like that can't make it,
then
you'll be in. So you have a good shot here.
Oh no, just my luck. They'll all be available.
No, I don't think so.
I'll be waiting for the phone.
Mad Men just started shooting a new season, so I'm not going to hear from that guy for
eight or
nine months.
I want to be on that show so bad.
You'd be really good on that show.
Fuck, they won't let me audition.
What do you mean they won't let you audition?
They've never had me like in.
Are they totally pulling a?
It's not that they won't. It's not that like we don't want her. It's just I've never been up for anything.
Right.
You look sick of the name of the lady that showed up dressed as Catwoman at Warner.
Sean Young.
I would say, you're the Sean Young of Mad Men.
You show up
every day dressed as
Jones. Hi.
chain smoking.
Yeah.
Like,
hey guys.
Like, let me read. Just let me read.
Yeah.
You'll be blown away.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, where are we moving on to Ricky?
So no, it starts with me because they went head to head.
Oh, good call.
And then
thank you.
It goes to Kate. Will be
so. Do you want dynamic duets or rock stars?
Those are the only three categories we got for the whole game.
Yeah, but there's like lots of movies in each one.
Okay.
So we can keep going back. These
I know.
Gifts that keep
I don't,
on giving.
Yeah, I don't like any of those categories though because I'm not really a music person. But let's go with
You can go
that duets thing.
Okay. This is two female leads.
Yeah. So.
And we're gonna go 87. or should I go more? I like this 87. I'm going to stick with 87.
Okay.
It's tricky, but you guys are really good at this game, so I feel like you need a tougher one.
The two women are in it, or two women are in the title, or could be either?
No, not in the title, just two.
It's a movie about two women.
Yeah, a two-fister, as they call it in the business. Do they call it that?
I don't think so. They do?
They shouldn't. It's disgusting.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah. All right, so the year is 1987. Three stars. And let's see. What did Leonard say? It's raucously funny. And perfect showcase for the two ladies in the leads.
What year?
Oh.
87.
What is that?
How many names?
That's the part I was skipping. 10 names.
10. Oh, geez.
All right. I'll knock a few off. I'll start with like four.
Okay.
Four names.
I'll go with -2.
What?
Is that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Name that movie.
Wait,
this is going to be
so wrong.
Awesome.
I could be so, so wrong. I really don't.
You're just going to give it to her like that?
Oh, I can't do it in -3 because I don't know what it is.
Oh, wait, but this is the same order. We did go the wrong way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. Yeah. So, I don't know what else to say.
Should have gone the other way. But you didn't know it, right?
But I think I might, but I don't know.
You don't know -2?
No, I only know 2.
All right.
I think I can do -2?
If we do the bidding in the right direction, yeah.
Wouldn't
you could
I have to
say
go -4? Oh, but then she would say -3, right?
Maybe. Don't ask her. She doesn't have to reveal that. It's like poker.
But to be in the proper order, you should go.
Yeah, okay, it's her turn.
-2.
She says -2.
I thought you didn't even know it, though. This is crazy.
Yeah. She suddenly thinks she knows it.
No, I don't know the third name, so name that movie.
Postcards from the Edge?
No, sorry.
Oh, is it the one with Bette Midler and...
No.
It wasn't the one.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Thelma and Louise.
Raucously funny.
Raucously funny?
I thought it was maybe that one where Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler switch.
So
bodies.
You're so close.
Oh.
It's Bette Midler and Shelley Long.
And Shelley Long.
Outrageous Fortune?
Right,
Outrageous Fortune, yeah.
Raucously funny? That movie's terrible.
I had it down to 3. It was that one.
Is it terrible? I remember
it's
liking
be
it.
Terrible.
Oh, I thought it was funny when
Doesn't
I was a kid.
Doesn't George Carlin show up as an Indian or something?
George Carlin's in it.
Is Thelma and Louise not funny?
It's got funny parts.
Well, it's hilarious when they die at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You know what's so funny is
the rape scene, hilarious.
I just could picture the VHS box at the local movie store when I was a kid, and I was like, that could have been 87. I don't know if it was.
Yeah, a little later, I think. But
you guys were so crazy with the negative names, and you didn't even have the right movie.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's exciting play. So
okay, so once again, that was
so she.
Oh no, now
the point.
So I do.
Yeah,
yeah, because she didn't.
Yeah, because I didn't.
She couldn't
know
do it.
Oh,
and you.
So you had gotten it wrong no matter which direction we went in, but at least you get the point instead of me.
Oh.
And then.
And then you pick again, right?
Yeah, now we start with V, and this time we do go to Kate, right? Because
yes, we go
be
back to
back.
Clockwise,
yeah.
Yes.
Even though the same thing will probably happen between the two of you again.
-7.
all right, so I get to pick again.
Yeah. Rockstar.
We just named a bunch of lady duo movies, so we probably burned a lot of them.
You can go back
to Beaches was raucously funny.
They're not all Bette Midler movies, Doug.
She switches bodies with Lily Tomlin.
Okay, I'll do.
Yeah, that was
who
funny
switches
too.
With her?
They're twins, like Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler, and they're both.
I'm gonna look that up
twins,
because
one's in the city, one's in the country.
Big business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Risky business. I knew I was wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even think, maybe not even big business, but something about business.
No, I think you're right.
Big
I'm
business.
Let me look it up.
I'll go with the rock star category.
Let me look up the Bette Midler movie first.
All right. I'll do some plugs.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I got my record Potty Mouth is coming out on Tuesday, August 30th.
Yay.
Thank you. Ricky has a new podcast in the Nerdist family.
I do.
Podcasts.
It's called Making It.
Making It.
It's about
Making It with Ricky.
Yeah. It's about people's careers and how they did it. And I'm going to interview you someday.
Yeah, I'd love to do it sometime.
Yay.
Kate,
What
do you got to plug?
Oh, well.
What Garfunkel and Oates dates are coming up?
Monday, the 29th, we're at Largo with Sarah Silverman and Tasha Leggero and Jen Kirkman. So come on by.
Nice.
Well, sounds like a lot of
girls of summer.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real sausage fest. and then you must have something out like on the road or something.
Coming to Arizona.
Where Arizona?
Tempe, Arizona, September 2nd through 4th.
And then San Francisco at Cobb's the following weekend.
Nice.
And then San Diego, I think, soon.
San Diego. I don't know what that
What's
date is.
San
and
Diego?
Then Chicago
House
at the end of September. San Diego. I think we're doing
somewhere in San Diego.
I literally Google myself to find out my schedule. I look at our website to find out where we're going because I never know. So Kate knows our schedule better than me.
Yeah, I think, and we're in Chicago at the end of September, which will be awesome.
What's that
at the
venue
main
called?
Stage.
Main stage. M-A-Y-N-E.
Yes.
It's
Have you been there?
Beautiful facility.
It's awesome, right?
It's beautiful. Really nice. It's in kind of a weird spot, but it's nice.
It is kind of off the beaten track.
It's over, but it's in, kind of in Evanston more than Chicago. It's like North Chicago, they call it sometimes. But it's good. You'll have a good time there. I'm going to be at Crackers in Indianapolis, Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, Louisville Improv, but all my tour dates are at douglovesmovies.com. What was the answer? It's called Big Business?
Big Business. Two sets of twins are mismatched and separated at birth.
Hilarious.
So like Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler are both playing two parts, and they both sets grew up together separately, one in the country, one in the city.
And two
it's like
pig farm.
It's kind of like that Paris Hilton show with
Simple Life
with Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
If but there's two sets.
Double it,
and have them switch. But it's all like, you know, I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah,
I might have saw it when it came out, but it's all stuff like, you know, this pair of twins doesn't know how to operate a washing machine.
They're dripping in diamonds.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay, so I'll take the rock star category.
Got it. Okie doke. 2002. How many names? Oh, I have to count them. 10. Just 10 names. And let's see what we have here. Familiar underdog formula. But it's got grit and resonance. 10 names, 2002. Oh, I'm sorry, three stars. Three stars from Lynn.
For this movie that has a rock star in some role.
Mm-hmm.
And the year is?
2002.
And the rock star is? I can't say that part. 10 names?
Yeah.
I'll start at 7.
All right.
And this time we go to Kate.
Go to Kate.
Oh, geez.
You think you know it again?
No, I don't know.
I think
I might. I'm not sure. How about, you said 7?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. 5?
2.
What are the clues again?
It's an underdog formula, but it's got grit and resonance. It's from 2002, 3 stars. And there is a pop, rock, or other star in the movie.
Yeah. I fear one name is going to just leave me in such a hole that I can't survive, but I think the two name bid is pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say name it.
You got two names, and I think you'll know at least one of these people. Taryn Manning. That's the one. And Anthony Mackie. Maybe you know him too. I don't know.
I think I know.
Oh, I was thinking it was 3 miles, not 8 miles. Oh,
yeah.
What is that movie? It's like, it's hard out there for a pimp. Is that the one?
I think it's
something else.
A different movie.
I'm gonna get a point. This is gonna be exciting. Know, three-way tie.
Is it Crossroads? Britney Spears. I know she was in that.
Taryn Manning was in it. Yeah, wow. She probably had higher billing than that.
I thought it was. No?
Britney Spears would have been the top billing.
Oh.
No, that's the bottom.
Oh, it's the bottom.
Right.
Oh, I'm forgetting how
going bottom
works.
Up. No. Well, do you want? I'll keep going and see if
is
you guys.
Is it the pimp movie that Craig Brewer directed?
I thought it was 8 Mile.
It's not. It is 8 Mile.
It is 8 Mile.
Oh, that's why I said it. I thought it was 8 Mile, but then I thought the names were flipped.
It is 8 Mile.
Oh.
I said that. And then it was,
oh, I didn't hear you say that.
And then I thought those two were the top billing.
Outsmarted
that's
yourself.
I got confused too.
Yeah. I didn't know it was the bottom two.
Damn it.
That's Lemon Ball Game 101.
That's how it always works. Is you get the you know, you read from the bottom up.
But when you name
But when you're
the movie,
naming, yeah.
Yeah.
When you name it, you got to go the other way.
I was like, I think it's 8 Mile.
If you said -2, then you'd have to go
Eminem. What,
it would be Eminem and Kim
Brittany
Basinger.
Murphy.
Yeah. No, Kim Basinger is
Basinger.
Number 2, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Man.
It's all tied up. One apiece.
That was so stupid.
Mikai Pfeiffer should be second
billed.
I think it's
8 Mile, but no. Crossroads.
Yeah, Mikai Pfeiffer's
in there. He should be second billed.
How did I mess that up?
I was thinking that at first I thought it was 8 Mile as well, but then I got confused the same way you did. I thought that the names were switched around.
All right, it's a 3-way tie. Right. We each have 1 point. This is going to settle this.
So wait, now Kate picks, right? Because you guys...
between us, and then it'll come my way after Kate goes.
Do you want another Simon and Hall? Do you want another dynamic duets?
Let's do another Simon and Hall.
Okay. I'm going to go to...
Old school. No, I'm
just kidding. Do you want? I like when you guys pick the year, but because like I like having the choice taken out of my hands. But do you want easy,
that's
hard?
That's why
or
now
medium?
I don't load a bunch of them. I just load one.
Hard.
Then,
do the hard. One.
You want hard? Okay. Yeah. 2005. 7 names. 1.5 stars.
Oh gosh.
Premise is icky without being pointed. I thought that was a funny thing to say in a review.
Icky without being pointed.
Yeah.
How many names did you say?
7.
It's vaguely gross, I think, is what he's saying.
That might be misleading, though.
I'll go with...
What's the other...
The premise is icky.
Yeah.
Without being icky. It's... I don't think I want to go any further with that, but it's 1.5 stars, 2005, 7 names.
And it's icky.
Premise is icky.
That might be misleading.
Yeah.
Now totally. I feel bad for giving you that.
What's
clue.
The year?
2005. I'll give you one more. Pretty close to grave robbing, says Len.
Oh, interesting. Ooh. Pretty close to grave robbing.
6 names.
Okay.
5 names.
4.
Ah, shoot.
Wait, we went the wrong way again.
Oh,
we did?
Yeah, because it goes back around this way this time.
So, 6 names.
You're used to the old way, so I'll say 5.
4.
You can say 4.
3 names.
Wow, it's icky, and you get 3 names. I could really take this. 2 names, I don't know. I don't know if I could pull it off.
Oh, I thought you were saying 2 names. You're
contemplating
2 names.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Because if I say 2, I'm gonna probably have to name it. But that'll be an exciting ending. I'll say 2.
Name it.
Well, the good news is you know these actors.
Okay.
The bad news is you probably don't remember this movie. But you'll... Well, okay. Mena Suvari and Christopher McDonald. Some call him Shooter.
Mena Suvari, Christopher McDonald, who is in the aforementioned Thelma and Louise.
Right, that's true. He was the bad husband, right? No confirmation on whether he was the bad husband.
Oh, man.
It was icky. The premise. Just the mere idea of this story was icky.
Yeah, it's icky in Mena Suvari's seventh build.
Pretty close to grave robbing.
Seventh build. Like... probably like 4th or 5th build in American Beauty, and then
I'll give you the this isn't fair.
You don't have to give me anything.
Well, the
Ricky wins fair and square.
The grave robbing line is maybe a little misleading, because the full sentence was, if blank were dead, if blank didn't still live, this would be pretty close to grave robbing.
Ooh.
But it's not a person. I shouldn't have even
this is
included
really
that.
Nice.
That's the most confusing.
Idea. Very confusing.
Yeah.
But once you hear it, you'll be like, oh, okay.
All right. We'll just we'll declare Ricky the winner and just name some more names.
Okay. Richard Jenkins. This is like packed with
Richard
great
Jenkins
actors.
Is awesome.
Richard Jenkins, mm-hmm. Mark Ruffalo, Shirley MacLaine.
Okay. Wait a second. Stop for a second.
It's only 2 left.
This is crazy.
Is that Kevin Costner?
This is crazy.
Kevin Costner and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's getting married and...
Rumor has it?
Rumor. Oh, that was the part I should have been hammering, is that it either has a Hall & Oates or Simon & Garfunkel song in it.
And of course, because it's sort of about The Graduate, or it's about like the supposedly who The Graduate was based on.
Right.
It's Kevin Costner's
rumor
character.
Has it.
Wow.
Yeah, rumor has it.
Oh, yeah, that's Icky is right, and grave robbing, because, you know, the people that made The Graduate are still alive.
Yeah, well, the movie lives, you know, and looms large in everyone's conscience, and I don't think they really... They must have had some kind of permission from someone somewhere.
That was highly confusing.
Yeah,
premise, grave robbing. I was like, is it like a thing where they like cut open people's bodies?
I said,
did you want it hard? Or this is, that was the hardest.
The Mina Suvari had such shitty billing. Like now I remember, yeah, she was in that. She had a pretty pointless role. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing was pointless. It was such a horrible movie. Yeah. Like 1.5 stars is also super generous.
Let's clean the palate with something that isn't so confusing and misleading. You want to play one for no points?
Sure. Yeah, Ricky wins. Okay, write down on this piece of paper who you'd like me to call a shithead at the very end.
And anybody?
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody?
I'm going to go back to, because we only did one from this category,
I'm bad at calling people a shithead.
It can be an inanimate object.
It could be like flowers are a shithead.
Somebody on the last show said apps are a shithead.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Any of the new candidates for president?
No, that's, yeah. I'll think on the shithead thing. Are we going to play another round?
You want to do one? This is
a dynamic. You got to think on it?
Yeah, I really do.
How about no one is a shithead?
Oh, yeah.
That's such a sweet one.
hold on.
The concept of this thing that I'm doing is a shithead.
Naming a shithead is a shithead.
Oh, I like that one.
I might have misspelled it, but that's all right.
Okay, so do you want to do one more just for fun?
Sure, okay. This is you guys had an audition to get to.
Well, we can do one more and then
Let's do it.
2008, dynamic duets. Two female leads, 13 names, 2.5 stars. It's bland, but certainly watchable, says Len. And I think he's being too hard.
What's the category again?
Dynamic duets, two female leads.
Okay, two female leads. It's bland. And how many names?
13, for some reason. He went crazy on the names for this one.
Where do we start this time? We start with Kate.
Yeah. Oh, we do?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
But we go this
way. Yeah.
Let's do...
Because that was going that way.
Six names.
I want to say name that movie. I feel like it's really going to be hard. Or name that movie.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, here we go.
I say wow too much, I just realized.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay. James Reborn. Rebhorn? Yeah. Dennis O'Hare. Siobhan Fallon Hogan.
Okay. I like her.
John Hodgman. I think you guys know. Mm-hmm. Holland Taylor.
Oh, geez.
Is that five?
Cast.
Am I at five now?
Five, I think, yeah.
She gets six names?
And Maura Tierney.
Jesus.
Wow.
Boy, you're one shy of a real giveaway.
Really? Dang it.
Maura Tierney.
Is that 13 names too many?
2008?
2008. Two female leads. I think Len was. I think it was better than 2.5 stars, frankly.
Oh gosh!
One name away from a giveaway.
You know what?
I think so.
I can sit here all day. I know.
What do you think it is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't read lips.
Oh.
I think you're right.
What?
But I won't. I'll give up because I think Ricky has it.
But one of you say it.
Oh. Is it Baby Mama?
It is Baby Mama.
Yay!
Good job.
Was Dax Shepard the next name?
No, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin is the boss.
As the boss. Scene Stealer. Yeah, Greg Kinnear is in it. Obviously, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Man.
Dax Shepard, Romany Malco.
It's a good cast.
I like that movie.
Funny movie, yeah. I set out to do three. I tried to find three comedies with two female leads, and I couldn't find the third one.
In the history of movies.
In the history of film.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to keep it like somewhere in the 80s, 90s, but...
No, but even if you did go through the history of film, it'd be hard.
Yeah, that's why my third one was going to be Thelma and Louise, but you guys... You guys were all over that even in the wrong year.
We went all over the place today, didn't we, guys? It's been an adventure.
We really did go places while never moving, and I'd like to thank Matt Belknap for putting that
Walton
game together.
So
I could play and lose once again, proving that even a smarty pants like me is terrible at this game. So don't feel bad if you don't know the answers. And don't feel great about yourself if you do know the answers. I get messages on Twitter all the time. I could have gotten that in this many names. Well, you're not actually playing. I could have shot that basketball shot in that last second of that basketball game if it was me in there instead of the guy that was doing it.
A lot of braggarts on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be sure that you would know, you know, under the pressure. It's different.
Pressure. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's very different.
And you don't know what's in your head on a given day. Like something might just pop into your head and it's just luck.
And thanks once again to Kate Oates McCucci and Ricky Garfunkel Lindholm.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Got to make the right, because that's who you are named after, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's correct.
Again, with the height thing. And as always, Mr. Belvedere is a shithead. And Simon and Hall, the category, is a shithead.
Aww.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug's